What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks. Hello, beautiful people. This is Dr. Dean here, co-creator of Access Consciousness. Welcome to the Possibility Explorer podcast. What a great pleasure it is to be with you. How did we get so lucky to be alive this day? Whew, things are changing. Can you sense it in the wind? Oh my goodness. And for those of you who are willing to explore a different possibility, now is our space for possibilities, my beautiful friends. And on that note, today's topic is 12 tips, tools, there'll be questions in there, and different perspectives that allow you to create a different future from the perspective of being you and what is true. A lot of you know I wrote a book called Being You, Changing the World, and I have learned so dynamically from that us truly being us creates a different possibility. And the episode, the podcast is called The Possibility Explorer, so we might as well go in that direction. Sound like a plan? Okay, let's do it. Here we go. Okay, sorry. I was having like a moment of Elvis in my veins. A moment of the king. Moment of the king. Thank you very much for coming. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you very much for listening. Very much appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to get started right about now. Number one is find someone or something to celebrate every single day. So one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself is actually celebrating being alive. Anything that you celebrate adds to your life. Anyone that you celebrate adds to your life. And, you know, we live in a world where celebration is not valued. It's like, when you see somebody doing something wonderful, how often do you tell them? Do you celebrate the difference of them, celebrate the difference, the gift of them, the brilliance of them? And how often do you celebrate the things that occur in your life? As you start to more, you get more and more reasons to celebrate. Number two, ask this question. What is possible for me today that creates my reality in a brand new way? Interesting thing about asking questions is when you ask a question, you open up the possibility for whatever that is to show up in your life. It's like, you know, most of us function from so many conclusions about what our life is, about what we are, about how we have to be. And asking questions is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. And I don't say that lightly. It actually is. You know, most people are sort of walking on the path of their life back and forth so dynamically, they've worn a rut so deep that it's like there are walls the size of the Grand Canyon to the left and right, and they think they can only go on that same path. When you ask a question, it's like other doorways of possibilities in space open up that you never saw before. So there's going to be quite a few questions on here. So once again, what is possible for me today that creates my reality in a brand new way? And then see what shows up. Number three, you want to look at, what is this thing for me today? In other words, you want to look at your life. You want to look at the things that show up fresh every single day. And a great way to get there, and why would we do this? Because then you're no longer stuck in the past of what was. You're actually starting to create from being present, which allows you to basically go beyond the past in order to create a different future. So number three, what is this thing for me today? Whatever it is, it might be your relationship. It might be something with money. It might be something with a job or a creation. What is this for me today? Who am I now? And what choices do I have now that I've never had before? This is so wonderful because it opens the door for you going beyond whatever's existed before and allows you once again to be present, but like present in a new way and recognizing that you have choices now that you've never had before. Because if you're somebody listening to this podcast for any length of time, you're somebody desiring change. You're somebody desiring difference. And when you ask the question, what choices do I have now that I've never had before? You realize, wow, I've got different choices. And why else to go on this journey other than having more choice and different choices available? This acknowledges that and opens that door. Number four, you want to approach each moment as a question of, what else is possible here? And what is truly possible that I've never considered? Just be with that for a moment. Just look at anything in your life, any situation, and just go, what else is possible here that I've never considered? Like, I do that all the time with, well, pretty much everything at this point. I didn't used to. I've been using these questions for a while, or looking from this place for a while. And sometimes I'll institute different questions with the awareness of the concept behind it. But what is possible? If you approach each moment as a question of what is possible, once again, you're totally present, and you're present for the miracles that can occur. And you may say, I'm a dreamer, but I actually believe in miracles. I believe our lives can and should be way more miraculous than we know they can be, than we've been allowing them to be. You know, one of the gifts of facilitating Access Consciousness for the last 21 years is seeing miracle after miracle, having people tell me and send me emails and messages of gratitude for the miracle they were able to choose, the miracle they were able to create. So one of the most beautiful things in the world is actually our capacity for miracles. And guess how you start opening that door? You guessed it, by asking questions. What? Well, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And so here we are. We've got this amazing capacity to create just by asking. And I know that can sound weird to some people. You know, to tell people, you can create just by asking, is like, what? But somewhere I think we know it's actually true. And in fact, if you look at it, everything you have in your life right now is a result of what you asked for in the past. So what are you asking for that you don't even realize you're asking for, that if you acknowledged it, would allow you to ask for what you'd really like to ask for? Everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And that, my beautiful friends, is the clearing statement. And you can find that at theclearingstatement.com if you're not familiar with it. It's basically one of the biggest upgrades in personal development since we've had personal development that allows you to change anything. Okay, number five, another question for you. If I were truly creating my life and reality beyond this reality today, what would I choose right away? See, creating your life should be a constant state of moving into more. And when you ask that question, if I were truly creating my life and reality beyond this reality today, what would I choose right away? You open the door for the awareness of the things that are beyond real. And when I talk about beyond this reality, what I'm really talking about is the things that we continue to repeat over and over sort of mindlessly, and the things that we think are the necessities, and the things that we believe we have to do in a certain way because we've always done them that way. Because that gets really boring. And I don't know about you, but one of my most detested things is being bored. Asking this question can really start to create a different space for you. And then life starts to become more fun because it starts to become about the movement again. And the movement is what we are. We love it when we're moving. When we try to get slow and keep the sameness in place, we get bored really fast. But if we're changing all the time and becoming more, and I say again, the quickest way to get there is with question. But when we do that and we change all the time, life becomes beautiful, becomes something we actually look forward to living. And if I could have anything for you, it would be a life you actually loved living. Number six, what space can I be that will allow me to actualize miracles as my reality? Whew. And another one, very similar, what space beyond this reality can I be that will allow me to actualize miracles today as my reality? There you go. Space. Have you ever noticed when you're being really spacious And by spacious, I mean like not contracted and judging and sort of withdrawn into a tiny little ball, but spacious. Have you ever noticed when you're spacious that things seem to occur a lot easier? It's like this miraculous way of being that you get to be where, like if you think about it, if you have one of those really great days where you wake up and you're just on top of the world, that would be the spaciousness I'm talking about. And do you notice when you have that, things show up with ease? It's like, it's not really a big deal. You ask for something and it shows up really quick in a greater way than you imagined it was possible. That, what about having a lot more of that? Number 7, what miraculous joy can I choose and where do I find it? I think that question pretty much speaks for itself. What miraculous joy can I choose and where do I find it? And given our previous conversation about questions, you probably get a sense at this point that there's a different way of being with things. Number 8, write down the top things you're judging yourself for and ask, what would true allowance for this be? And what do I have to be and do and choose to get to allowance? What are the tools available to me right now and where do I start? And if I were not wrong for this, how am I strong that I'm not willing to acknowledge? Whew, there's a few pieces. That one alone could have been the subject for its own podcast. I'm going to read that again. So write down the top things you're judging yourself for and ask, what would true allowance for this be? And like, if I were truly to be an allowance of me, an allowance is where you have no judgment. You have no positive and negative. You have no right or wrong. You have no alignment and agreement, no resistance and reaction. And so get the sense for each of those things. What would allowance be? Like if I were to be an allowance for myself, what would that be? And what do I have to be and do and choose to get there? Because we can make choices. We can change the judgments of ourselves. We don't have to go around judging ourselves. We're just so used to it that we've been doing it for so many years that we tend to believe that it's necessary. So this is a way of getting out of that. And you could ask yourself, once again, what are the tools available to me right now? And where do I start? And if I were not wrong for this, how am I strong that I'm not willing to acknowledge yet? One of my favorite things that we have as an awareness and access is, what if everything you thought was a wrongness of you is actually a strongness of you? This question allows you to get there. If I were not wrong for this, how am I strong that I'm not willing to acknowledge? And let's face it, a lot of us do a lot of wrongness of us a lot of the time. And you can start picking apart those things. And I got to say, one of the toughest things is when you feel sort of mired in wrongness, like you're just covered with it and it's everywhere. Well, what you want to do is you want to sort of break it apart and look at each thing that might trigger you into a sense of wrongness and ask, if I were not wrong for this, how am I strong that I'm not willing to acknowledge? And at the very least, it'll give you an energetic sense, a different space that makes you realize that maybe you're not actually wrong. There's a novel concept. Okay, number 9. When you feel contracted, what you want to do is you want to find a sliver of life in the middle of that that is you and push it out and expand it. What do I mean? Well, you know what it's like when you feel contracted, right? Well, that seems real and true, but in actuality, there's some of the lightness in you in there somewhere. I know it may not feel like it, which is why we're doing this thing, okay? But if you can tap into that and start breathing some life into it, you might do breathing exercises or something, or you can do what I do, which is I perceive it. Like I'll close my eyes and I'll get the sense of the heaviness. And sometimes I'm like, yuck. But then I be with it until I find somewhere within it, there's this sliver of light, like a glowing diamond that's being covered up by this mud pit. And what I do is I start expanding the glowing diamond out. Now, I'm not a big proponent of different visualizations and such because, well, I guess because I found that a lot of time, the things that people taught me to do didn't necessarily work so well. But this for me is more about, and by the way, if you like visualization, I think that's wonderful. There are some people that are great at it and it works really well. So I'm just wired a little differently. But visualize or energize, whatever you do. What I do is I get this sense of that covered up diamond and start getting the sense of it actually growing and becoming bigger and actually overcoming the heaviness and overcoming the contraction, the density, if you will. Try it. See if it works for you. And by the way, feel free to take or leave any of these. And some of you might just be listening and you didn't write them down, and that's fine. I think I actually created a course on it, a mini video course. So, you know, with phone savers and all that sort of stuff. Screen savers. So that's available also. You can check in the links in the description. But you don't have to. You can just go along for the energetic journey of what shows up for you while you listen, and listen again whenever you want to. So I was just saying, you don't have to worry about writing them down, or you may want to write them down. Maybe that's more of a contribution to you. What I found is we tend to put so much requirement and stress on ourselves of, oh my goodness, I must write all those things down and I must go do them or nothing's going to work. I'd rather deliver something different, which is if you listen to this, you get lighter, and that's really my target. And you can come back to this at any time. Maybe one of my other suggestions, it's not on my list, is to write down a list of resources, like usually like an ongoing note in your phone of things that return you to you. So let's make that number 10, okay? Write down a list of resources of things that return you to you when you do them. It could be music that you like. It could be a book. It could be a person you talk to. It could be listening to these podcasts. It could be other access audios or somebody else's audios. Just, it's really helpful to have resources that when we choose them, lighten up our world, because that's us. When you're truly being you, you're light. When you're not being you, you're heavy. So all the heaviness, which this thing is about getting out of the heaviness, all the heaviness is actually when you're not being you, when you're living from somebody else's points of view, or when you take in points of view that are not really you, the being. And now is the space for something different. Now is the space for you to be able to let those go with more ease than you ever thought possible. Number 11. This is a fun one. Realize that anytime you get triggered by someone or something, you're not being you. Now, that's not as a way of judging you. That's as an acknowledgement of, oh, then I have a different choice. Because when something is really intense, that's when we really think it must be true. It must be us because it's so intense. But in actuality, when it's intense, it's when it's not you being you. So what I suggest is realize it's not you being you, and then give it 24 hours and then revisit it. And if you still want to go off and kill the person, go for it. Okay, I did not really suggest actually killing somebody. I was talking, you know, how you want to vent or whatever. Okay, just to be clear, I can see the murder trial. Yeah, I was listening to this podcast about possibilities and he said to kill people. So I killed people. It's not my fault. It was him. Tell him to stop telling people to kill people. So I'm just clarifying. I'm not actually saying to kill someone. But on a totally unrelated conversation, just know that hydrogen peroxide is really good at getting out blood stains or any other organic stains from material. Oh my goodness, I'm so bad. So let me tell you a little story about this getting triggered thing, because this is an interesting one, because I grew up with a father who liked to get angry a lot, and it was like suppressed and then it would come out. And it was like, I mean, I think he was angry his entire life. And it was interesting because I would do a very similar thing, like in a similar situation with the person where he would get angry, I would get angry. And I would be like, and I would be like, I'd be all angry, like, and all pissy and all like, man, I don't like them and whatever. And, you know, I'd tell whoever was around. So funny me saying that now. And this happened many times. And I was with a couple of good friends of mine, Gary, the founder of Access, and Katarina that I work with. And she and he both said at different times during the same day when I was getting my little anger monster going, he said to me, he's like, it never feels like you when you do that anger thing, when you get triggered by people. And I went, huh. And then the same day, a couple hours later, I was having the same being pissed off. By the way, if something sticks with you for a while, you want to ask, what is the lie here, spoken or unspoken? But here I was being cranky again. And Katarina said to me, she's like, you know, it's weird. It doesn't feel like you at all. And it hit me. Every time I was doing anger, I was doing what I had learned growing up, not what I was. Now, and I'm not blaming my dad or any of the other people I got it from. I'm just acknowledging that if I'm doing something that is not me, then I have a different choice that will work better for me. And this is what you really want to get. If you're doing something that's not you, you have a different choice that will work better for you. And that choice will always create lightness for you. So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So one more time, anytime you get triggered, it's not you being you. Give it 24 hours and then revisit it. And hydrogen peroxide takes out blood. Okay, sorry, that was number 11. Is that number 11? I think that was number 11, okay? Because I've got a list here that I'm reading from that is now woefully out of concert with my conversation. Number 12, what am I grateful for today about me and the world and my life? What am I grateful for today about me and my world and my life? And just ask that question. Get a sense. What are you grateful for about you today? Maybe you've kept going when the world told you you couldn't. And what are you grateful for about the world? I'm grateful that the world seems to be waking up, even though people are trying to close it down even harder than they have. What am I grateful for about my life? Think about that for a moment. What are you grateful for about your life? What are you grateful for about the world? Actually, I'm so friggin' grateful for the life that I have and grateful to be so blessed to get to interact with so many amazing people and see them light up and know they're not wrong and get to start enjoying living and realize they don't have to play by anybody else's rules. And they certainly don't have to play by the rules of the stress and the suffering and the trauma and drama. And they start having ease. I'm massively grateful for that. And if you're so inclined, you could start a gratitude journal. You could just start it on your phone. And just every day write down one thing you're grateful for you, grateful for the world, grateful for your life. And I would add one more, a person that you're grateful for and why. And then when you're having a cranky day, go over your gratitude list, because gratitude and cranky can't coexist, because gratitude and judgment can't coexist. So these are things that you can do for you and choose for you to make your life greater. And when you make your life greater, the keys are in your hands. You are in the driver's seat. And there is no more empowering place to be. So this is a very unconventional 12 steps, 12 possibilities for creating your future from a different place by being you. All of these questions, if you'll notice, were designed to get you to have a different awareness of you and what's true for you, and a different awareness of you and what's true for you that isn't true for others. And when you have that, the world becomes your oyster. So, my beautiful friends, I hope this has been a contribution to you. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you. If you liked it, please like and subscribe. That way other people can find it. And what else is truly possible for you, for us, for our world? And what if we make it more about exploring the possibilities than believing that our life has to be overcoming problems? What if the problems could melt into oblivion and the possibilities could come to the forefront? That is what I'm interested in. Hope this one's been a contribution. Hope you're a little lighter after listening. And what if you, truly being you, having a sense of your reality beyond this reality, are the gift, the change, and the possibility this world requires. You are. I thank you so much for being. I look forward to being with you on another episode. See you soon. Oh, and go check out drdanehere.com is now the time show. Because I got a TV show. It's got 10 episodes. And it also is designed to give you tools and make your life greater. See you soon, my beautiful friends. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.